boy. I'm so excited to see you. I haven't seen you for ages.
Guess what? I had my birthday a couple
of days. Oh, happy birthday. Are you five? Are you five?
No, I'm not five anymore. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, awesome. You're getting old. Do you need a walking stick?
Yes.
You got enough seats there, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's lovely. It's amazing to see that little baby here 4 days after he was born. Gosh.
Yeah, and his name is Damon.
I know.
And his name is Damon.
It's a wonder Mum could even walk in here.
And his name is Damon.
That's lovely. Welcome. Anyway, last week, some of you girls were here, but we had a story from Mrs. Carter last week about some, can anyone remember? It was about something pretty awesome that happened to one of Jesus' friends. Do you remember what it was? I'll give you a hint, like the bandages. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was it?
Jesus coming to get someone that was dying.
That's right. Jesus raised his friend Lazarus from the dead. How amazing is that? What power that was. And anyway, I'm just going to show you, just remind you. We're going to put the clock forward a bit, because after Jesus raised Lazarus, it wasn't very long before some things happened to Jesus. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to show you the pictures. Some things happened to Jesus. Did you know that the Romans put him on the cross to kill him? There he goes. This was after he'd raised Lazarus from the dead. They said, oh, you're not the king. But anyway, we'll pass through that page. This one. Remember that one? He died on the cross. But that wasn't the end of the story, because they put him in the tomb, but you know what happened to him?
Yeah.
He rose. I'm going to shut the book, but that's just the beginning of the story. Not the end, even though it looks like the end. It's the beginning of the story. Can you see anywhere in this room a little bit of that story somewhere? Can you see a little bit of the story somewhere? That one? Can you see? Can you see the tomb? Can you see the stones rolled away? Jesus came back to life again.
No.
What's that other thing that's in the picture? What's that? What is that?
It's a sunset.
And what's flying in front of the sunset?
A bird.
A bird. A special bird. A special bird. A dove. I wonder why there was a dove in the story. Do you know why? Because if we rewind the clock back even before that, when Jesus was baptized by John, before he even started all his miracles, there was a story of a dove that came down on Jesus, and God said to Jesus, "This is my son that I'm well pleased in." And from then on, he did all those miracles that we heard about. So it's a bit of a story before, going forwards and backwards and before and backwards. But do you know what? That was a gift. And I've got, imagine if you had a gift that was free and that would last forever. What sort of gift would you like that was free and that would last forever, and it would also be for everyone? How amazing would that be? Evie? I know.
I didn't open them yet.
Oh, you didn't open them yet. Imagine a gift for everyone in the whole entire world if they want it. Some people don't want stuff like that. Imagine what it is.
I can guess what it is. Freedom.
Freedom. That's a great gift, isn't it?
And
what about if this gift was free? It was for everyone who wants it. And it was invisible. What do you think? I'm going to show you something. In here, I've got a gift bag. Oh, I thought I'd get your attention. And in the gift bag, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you all something. Does that remind you of the dove? I'm going to give you something. It's a feather. Don't eat it. And it will remind you.
I feel my child will eat it.
No, no, he won't eat it. Does the baby want one? No. It might give him a germ or something. It might give him something. Yeah. Yeah, if you take your feather, you can make this feather move with something invisible. Can you make it move with something invisible? You try. That's right. You can move this feather with something invisible. Just like that gift I was telling you about, something invisible. Do you know what? It says, you can keep that feather. Did everyone get one? It says in the Bible that, and the adults are going to learn about this later, but they might be talking about fire and other things. I'm not talking about fire. I couldn't bring that here. That's a bit dangerous. Here's a little boy, and he's got a feather. And it says, do you know that God is with you? That's the gift. Did you know? Did you guess that one? The gift is that God is with us if we ask him to be. And it says here, I'll just read what it says, because there's a little dove there. God is with you. That sounds nice, but isn't God in heaven somewhere and we're down here? We live in plain old houses. Yeah. Don't worry, Jesus said, I will ask the Father and he will give you another friend to help you and to be with you forever. The friend is the Spirit of Truth. And you know what? That's the free gift. God's Holy Spirit. And the adults will be learning about that later. The special friend Jesus promised is the Holy Spirit. He's with me and you forever. Do you know he couldn't be closer? He's as close as your skin. He's as close as your thoughts. He's as close as your breath. Blow on the feather. He's as close as the beat of your heart, and he's with you right now. So the Holy Spirit is God living within us. Some people don't want that, but I think a lot of people in this church have asked Jesus into their hearts, so they have God's Holy Spirit. And he helps us when we're sad. He helps us to tell other people about Jesus, and he helps us to help others too. Do you want to pray with me now?
Evie's got one question.
Yes, have you got a question, Evie? About this story? No, okay. I can't answer questions about your cat. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you love us, that we can invite you into our hearts and have your Holy Spirit living within us forever. And that guarantees that we will always be yours. Help us to remember that as we go through each day. In Jesus' name.